Rossi's IndyCar frustration sparks concern over hybrid system. The Sancio Grand Prix at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway was marred by a failure of the hybrid system in Alexander Rossi's number 20 Chevrolet, leaving him and his fellow competitors frustrated with the situation. The incident, which occurred on the front stretch of the oval, resulted in a delay in the full course caution that ultimately came into effect. This event highlights the need for improved safety measures in the IndyCar series to prevent such incidents from happening again. Rossi's experience was not an isolated incident, as Marcus Ericsson's number 28 Honda for Andretti Global suffered a similar problem in the previous race at Long Beach, California. The repeated failure of the hybrid system raises questions about the priorities of the IndyCar series and whether it is truly focused on improving safety and fair racing conditions. The delay in declaring a full course caution also raised concerns about the handling of safety situations in the IndyCar series. With Rossi's car still on the track, he was forced to climb out and head to his own pit, potentially putting him at risk of injury from other drivers who were passing at high speeds. This incident highlights the need for more effective communication and decision-making between officials and drivers. Rossi's frustration with the situation is understandable, given that he and his fellow competitors did not receive a yellow flag despite the failure of his car. The fact that officials only declared a local caution instead of a full course caution raises questions about the priorities of the IndyCar series and whether it is truly focused on ensuring the safety of its drivers. The IndyCar series has faced criticism in recent years for its handling of safety situations, with some drivers and teams expressing concerns about the effectiveness of its safety protocols. The failure of the hybrid system and the delay in declaring a full course caution are just two examples of these issues. Rossi's comments on social media suggest that he is not alone in his frustration with the situation, and that there may be more drivers who have experienced similar problems with the hybrid system. This highlights the need for greater transparency and communication from IndyCar officials about safety concerns and protocols. The incident also raises questions about the effectiveness of the hybrid system itself, which was introduced to improve fuel efficiency and reduce emissions. While it has achieved some success in these areas, its reliability and performance have been called into question by several drivers and teams. Ultimately, the IndyCar series must address these safety concerns and ensure fair racing conditions for all drivers. This will require a thorough review of its safety protocols and procedures, as well as a commitment to transparency and communication with its drivers and teams. The failure of the hybrid system at the Sancio Grand Prix is just one example of the challenges that IndyCar faces in balancing performance, safety, and efficiency. As the series continues to evolve, it must prioritize the safety of its drivers above all else.